morning, church.
Good morning.
It is the beginning of a new year, a brand new calendar for a fresh start on life. Most people start the new year by making New Year's resolutions. Making a resolution is like making a promise to ourselves that we are going to do certain things. Usually it is a promise to do better next year than we did last year. Here is a list of resolutions some people might make. We can spend less time on screens and more time getting outside. We can help out around the house by doing chores. We can be nice to other people. We can put away our stuff when we're done using them. We can be less irritable and more understanding and forgiving. And what are some other resolutions we might make? Feel free to share. Which way?
Be kind on the road.
Be kind on the road.
Ooh.
Obey your parents.
Obey your parents. Be accountable.
Lose 10 pounds.
Some people don't take New Year's resolutions very seriously. After all, they are just promises to ourselves. But if we don't follow through, well, it's not a big deal. But it is a big deal. A promise is a promise. It is important to keep our promises, even if it's just to ourselves. God is always faithful in keeping his promises. In the Bible, there is a story about a man named Simeon. Simeon was a very old man who had faithfully served God all of his life. Simeon was looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. God had promised him that he would not die until he had seen the Christ, the promised Messiah. A few days after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph took him to the temple to dedicate him to God. Simeon was in the temple as he usually was. As soon as Simeon saw the baby, he knew that Jesus was the Christ and that God had kept his promise that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. Simeon took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant die in peace. As you have promised, I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people." Anna, a prophet, was also in the temple. She was always at the temple worshiping and praying. She came along just as Simeon was talking to Mary and Joseph. When she heard that Simeon was saying, she began praising God and telling everyone that this child was the Savior that God had promised. Both Simeon and Anna knew that God is faithful to his promises. He is faithful to promises to you and me. Today, as we begin a new year, let's remember that just as God is faithful in keeping his promises, we should be faithful in keeping our own promises. It doesn't matter whether it's a promise to ourselves, a promise to a friend, or a promise to God. After all, a promise is a promise.
Well.
Dear Father, just as you are faithful to keep your promises, let us to be faithful in keeping our promises. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Please join us as you are able in singing "Awesome God," which is printed on the insert in your bulletin. Amen.